Welcome back. All right, so before I went to the break, I told you that a guy has come up with what may be the perfect Wisconsin diet plan.
The Wisconsin diet plan.
Welcome to the cheese curd diet.
This should be good.
Now, he lives in Arizona, but don't let that disqualify him because he may have the perfect Wisconsin diet. His name is Ivo Taro, and he lives in Arizona. He's created what he's calling the Oktoberfest diet. He eats and drinks 15,000 calories a week, which comes out to 2,100 calories a day. He says that it consists of 6 beers a day and 4 sausages.
That's it. That's what he eats every day.
There's some people who couldn't function with 6 beers a day.
Well, that's what he does. Six beers a day.
And nothing else.
And 4 sausages.
Nothing else.
No.
No greens, no fruit, no vegetables.
No. Beer is bread. Sausage is a mangulation product. It's not
He'll be dead within a year if he keeps this up. So.
It's not clear on how big he is. I'm going to assume he's a big man. We're thinking to lose weight at 2,100 calories a day, you're probably going to have to be well over 200 pounds. The first time Ivo did this sausage and beer diet, he dropped 14 pounds in a month. His doctor says he also dropped his cholesterol. No word on how much he's lost in the last year. So there it is, Arizona, beer and sausage.
Eating
diet.
Nothing but sausage dropped his cholesterol. How did that work?
If you eat a pure protein diet, all right, it will drop your cholesterol.
Yeah, but
your
sausage is filled with fat.
That's not the issue. It has nothing to do with it. Just because it has fat in it doesn't turn it into fat on your body. It's how your body burns the energy that you give it. If you give it,
you're
going
to try this, aren't you?
Nah. No, I'm not that big into beer and brats, so...
You couldn't come into work at that level. Come on.
Yes, I could.
This is a diet for retirees or college students.
Sure. All right, so let's, maybe that would work in Wisconsin, but have you ever thought about what other states and their signature foods are? Some of them sound wonderful. Some of them... Ugh. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Shrimp and grits. Where do you think that state is?
Got to be Louisiana.
South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
The mission-style burrito from California, which is basically an enormous burrito with extra rice and other ingredients. So it's the humongo burrito. That's California. Crab cakes.
Maryland.
Of course. Peach cobbler.
Georgia.
Absolutely. Gumbo.
Louisiana.
That's Louisiana. Key lime pie.
Key lime pie.
Maybe Florida.
Florida?
Wow, you guys, really? Yes, it's definitely Florida.
Okay.
Definitely Florida. Fried green maters.
Fried green tomatoes
doesn't
would be
sound good.
Mississippi.
Alabama.
Alabama. You've never had fried green tomatoes?
They're don't think I want
Oh, they're
them.
Awesome. No, fried green maters
you
are
have,
very,
you
very
have
good.
To, you have to watch the movie in order to eat them?
No. No, fried green tomatoes, they're a little bitter. They're pretty good. Green chili enchiladas.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Very
Arizona.
Much. Marion Berry Pie.
Washington, D.C.
Oregon.
What?
Oregon. Marion Berry Pie. Apparently, it's like a blackberry pie. Now, those are the best foods. Here are the worst. Steamed cheeseburgers.
Steamed cheeseburgers.
Steamed cheeseburgers. Yeah, where they take the meat and they steam it in order to cook it.
Well, that's,
then they throw
that's like
the,
a White Castle. That's how a White Castle would
no, make. White Castle grills
they
their
They grill
burgers.
Them and then they steam the buns.
They steam the bun. Okay. This is where they put the meat and the cheese and everything in a steamer and it all... Connecticut. Nevada, they say it's it has no signature food at all.
It's Vegas. They eat everything there.
But it's a buffet. It's a midnight buffet for $9.99.
There's a boiled dinner out of New Hampshire, which is corned beef, cabbage, and other meats and veggies, too, but it's all boiled.
Boiled dinner was famous for being a Depression-era meal, where you would take the meat, potatoes, celery, and carrots, throw it in a pot, and cook it for like 3 days. It's not good.
Aguduk, which is from Alaska. It's a native dish made out of whipped fat, berries, and other optional ingredients.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Including fish and different roots. How is this not the number one worst food ever? Handheld meat pies are in Nebraska. What's wrong with a handheld? I love pot pies. Love them. Saltwater taffy from Jersey. Now this, have you ever had lutefisk?
Lutefisk would be the state food of Minnesota.
I've never heard of it. What is that?
It's a Norwegian dish. It's fish that's cooked in lye.
Yeah, it's bacon.
it's cooked in lye.
And then they serve it to you cold with sour cream and other kind of things. It's actually the worst dish out of South Dakota.
Well, Minnesota, too.
Okay, green jello with carrots in it.
I have no idea where that would be from.
Utah. And then chislik is also from South Dakota, which is sort of like a kebab.
Lutefisk has to be the worst food on that list. I'm sure we have some listeners right now who say they love lutefisk, but I think they're lying.
I believe lutefisk may be the worst food ever produced in the history of mankind, ever.
It would be on the list. It would be on the short list.
My mom used to make some kind of Greek eggplant dish called moussaka, and I guess I could probably try it now as an adult, and I might like it. But growing up as a kid, it smelled just insidious. Mm. It was horrible. All right, and the last food story. You ready for this? Earlier this month, a 26-year-old cafeteria worker in Tennessee was accused of stealing $27 from a coworker's purse. To prove that she was innocent, she stripped down completely naked for the cops. The only problem is that she had taken the money. Cops found it in her shoe.
Oh, I was going to. Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else.
Of course you did, because you're a sick and deprived individual. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
I also think it's weird that we have a berry called boysenberry. Boysenberry, guys. You know, we name the berries. Human men and women get together and name berries. You don't just like lean into them real close and they whisper like, I'm a strawberry. It's not how it works. We get together and we decide the names, and one of the names we decided on is boysenberry. Guys, there's two varieties of berries that I'm aware of, regular and poison. We named one of the regular berries boysenberry. That is one sound away from a horrible camping accident. Just like, how was camping with Dad? He thought I said boysen. We're orphans now. You can't add B to a word and have it be okay. Like, who wants Banthrax berry pancakes? Delicious! Fresh Banthrax from the mail.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.